Thank you, Stephanie. As a follow-up, we have some stations that are already using Bank of America. We have other stations that are quite comfortable using other banks. And from a sort of a left progressive perspective, I think nowadays all banks, you know, have the same amount of blood on their hands, if you will. whereas Bank of America used to be considered one of a higher order. But given that I think all commercial banks that are nationwide have basically the same kinds of operations, and, you know, picking and choosing between one or the other is a matter of not much difference. And also, you know, we need to deal with a commercial bank to do the things that we need to do. Have you looked at other banks to see the ease of integrating with them? I have had a little pushback in particular with one bank, which is Chase, which seems to operate seamlessly with QuickBooks, which is not, you know, a preferred software for an organization of our size, because there's no audit trail there. But are you looking into what the different banks, the different, I realize there's some ease of transition because some of our stations already work with a certain bank, leading Bank of America. Have you looked at the other banks to see if, you know, there's any benefit or lack thereof by going with another bank?
We have discussed with each of the banks that we are working with currently, just to see who could provide the best services, who would provide the quickest service when we need it, and who would give us the best, the cost, basically, for what we're doing. And Bank of America has been the most responsive and the most cost-effective with the other banks that are being used.
Thank you.
Yes, to Steph.
Yeah, I have some Beth, I have some other questions in Kamau, but what I'm going to do is go to Beth and Kamau, and I'll come back with my other questions.
And Kim to the stack.
Okay, got you, Kim. Anybody else? Let's start with Beth.
Thank you. Some banks, some national banks, national commercial banks are configured better than others to accommodate the nonprofit world. They're more oriented toward the nonprofit world, and nonprofits nationally rank banks each year as to their satisfaction with the services, and those rankings are available. I can send what research I've done so far. I would strongly suggest that we at least look at those alternatives, given that the three banks that we were, I guess, are still using, were using when I was a signatory last year, are all documented serial felons. And that, at the very, I mean, aside from the ethical concerns that raises, it raises the cost, because it's customers that pay those fines. And so, I mean, I appreciate the convenience of Bank of America. It's here in Ventura County. It's located right next to the credit union I've been with for more than 30 years. So when I needed to walk documents through the process, it wasn't hard. It's convenient. I get that. But I think that before we settle on anyone, or maybe before we settle on anyone permanently, I would like us to at least consider what our other options are among institutions, financial institutions, who actually cater to the nonprofit sector and may be in a better position to do things like support us through grant applications and grant management processes and that sort of thing. I'll send what I have, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Kim. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Come out. I'm so sorry. Two Ks. I can't read my own handwriting. Come out. Kim, you're next.
Not a problem. Actually, I find this move and strategy to consolidate pretty positive. The check requests and kind of getting a hold on the expenses of the organization, I think is very important. My question, though, is on the other side of the ledger with regards to income. And have we thought about how we're going to, as fundraising occurs, as money's come into the account, who bears the responsibility for understanding which station sites have raised these monies, and how's the reporting going to look? Are we going to centralize that? Are we going to have standard reports that allow the station sites to kind of pull the information, so on and so forth? Have we thought through that piece of it, or is that more to come?
Every division would still have their own bank account. So we would still have individual accounts for each state. And any sort of funding or money that would come through would still be credited toward that individual account. So the reporting on our side would still look the same. It would just be that we would able to, you know, everything would be centralized at one bank, but not necessarily one bank account. So even now, you know, at Bank of America, we have, you know, three different divisions that are all banking with Bank of America. So everything would still be separated.
Okay, just a quick follow-up, if I could. So then I guess what you're saying is that the accounts themselves remain at whatever institution we choose going forward. So then the purpose of the check request would be what then? If you still have your own account, what are we asking? What would a station site be asking the central office to do, national office to do?
We would be able to, but with the check request, we would know immediately what payments are being made rather than and keep better track of paper trail immediately of what's being paid, what's coming in and what's going out, rather than, you know, somebody needing kind of pushing off a bill for a while and then the vendors calling and saying we need money ASAP and then money's transferred from a PayPal account. And it's really not on the books until later. And then we're kind of asking, where did that money come from? Oh, it's been sitting in this account, so we're sending it over. Everything just is very up in the air. And I want people to be able to put processes in place that you just can't randomly pay people when it's convenient for you or you've forgotten, but that we have a process. This is the check request. This is the invoice. This is a check request or a PO. We can talk in the PO world, but this is a check request. It's signed off. It's assigned an account rather than Markeisha having to kind of clean up these things after the fact, and then checks are sent out. And our vendors will be more appreciative of that as well when we can easily say, submit your invoice. We'll put through a check request. You can expect payment next week rather than just kind of randomly, like, kind of got paid last week, but then we're not paying the vendor this week, and then we forgot 3 weeks ago, and, oh, we don't like this bill, so we're just going to hide it in a drawer. It keeps us on track to run the foundation and the finances of the foundation in a more organized manner.
Okay, so line of sight essentially on the cash position of the organization is what you're looking for.
Correct.
Gotcha. Thank you.
That control of the cash flow.
I'm going to just interject a little follow-up, if I may. Is this common in nonprofits and elsewhere? I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's all I can ask for. Okay.
I'm the treasurer of a side note. I'm the treasurer of a very small community foundation in my city, and I've been the treasurer and actively involved in this foundation for probably 10 years. And we have a more complex check request process than Pacifica, and we have no more than probably, you know, we have $100,000 in a savings account and $78,000 in our bank account. And we have a complete checks and balances system with check requests, treasurer signing, president signing, checks get sent out on a certain day, you know, and that's just a small community organization that we manage the funds for 15 other nonprofits in our city. So it is the general practice of foundations to have a process like this in place.
Thank you. Kim.
Well, I just want to say I support this proposal. And I, you know, we do a lot of wiring of money for health Emmys, and payroll gets wired to the national office twice a month, for example. And we would save a lot of money on fees if we were all banking at B of A. Internal transfers. So I don't, there would be a nominal fee. It certainly wouldn't be as high as when you're transferring between, you know, other banks.
Yes.
By politics, well smart.
Kim, at least on my device, you're breaking up a little bit. Is everybody else hearing that?
Yes.
Kim, can you repeat what the last thing you said was?
Well, about the transfers, the wire transfers.
Just the last sentence, if you can recall.
That we would be saving money transferring money within Bank of America than between two outside banks. That
yes.
the wire transfer funds. We would save a lot of money on that. And then I wanted to add, in my view, and what I've seen for the last 10, 15 years, is that Wells Fargo is far worse than Bank of America. So that's
okay,
just,
that's the part we didn't get. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. And I just want to say I apologize for my phone. I have been having trouble with T-Mobile, so I apologize for that. And it's very annoying to me. That's it. Thanks.
No worry. Or as the guy in the old commercial says, no worry, at least not for me. Thank you, Kim.
They gave me a $50 credit for this month, but it's like, I don't want that $50. I
yeah,
want my phone
right.
to work.
Thank you.
So.
Understood. So I was in the middle of some questions, and then we went off on this interlude. And as long as Kim is on the line, I have another question, which is, Stephanie, when can we expect to get some more budgets? And I understand from our previous conversation that we're close to getting a KPFK budget, which I understand Kim has been helpful with. So could you give us a little report on when we can expect a next budget and how we're coming with the other budgets?
Well, James, if I can speak to KPFK's budget.
Kim, the question was for Stephanie, but if you want to chime in after, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to, yeah, kudos to Kim pumping out this budget, working with Michael, and we've had a couple of calls already to go through it, and we're making incredible progress on that. So I don't want to put a time frame on Kim, but I think there has been a time frame put on you, but self-imposed. So you can answer that, but that should be, I would imagine, seeing that pretty soon. But again, I will let Kim answer that if you'd like.
Yes, please, Kim, go ahead.
Well, we have a local finance committee meeting tomorrow. I intend to present this draft of, and this is just the six month budget from April to the end of the year budget. So and to present that month committee, and Nova be there.
Breaking up, Kim.
My break, is this better? Can you hear me?
Kim, you're still breaking up.
Can you hear me?
Okay, a little bit. It's intermittent. Go ahead. Try again.
So I'm scheduled the budget for the local finance meeting tomorrow.
Good.
And Novick is going to be there for the first hour of the meeting. He scheduled something else for tomorrow afternoon, but I'm pretty sure we can get through it. And our LSB meeting is July 16th. So you can schedule that budget to come here whatever the next meeting is after July.
Good. We got all of that. And we'll, you know, let's wait and see what happens, and then we'll schedule it. Excellent. That's good news.
And then to add on to that, once we have that finalized of the projection out for the remaining part of the year, then from that we move forward with the budget for the following fiscal year, which we've already started mapping out and ready to move into that. But we'll have different, what we're adding onto it as well as a capital campaign for a lot of the tower work that needs to be done. So we're keeping a separate line or a separate budget for that work that needs to be done. And then we also need to take into consideration the possibility of a move and what that would involve as far as any sort of rent or storage, depending upon who we're working with or who what offer goes through on the building. So those will have a better idea for those numbers also by the time we present the budget to the National Finance Committee.
Excellent. Very good. Fred, can you hear me, Fred?
Yes.
Does it help if you perhaps, if it is Kim's phone that's causing that issue, if you mute her, does that solve the issue?
Yeah, I was muting her. I took the mute off. But
okay.
the buzzing is intermittent.
Okay, and if is there a way that Kim can control the mute? Well, Kim, why don't you mute yourself? If you can hear me, Kim, mute yourself, and when you want to speak or say something, unmute, and we'll hear you, and then maybe that'll solve the problem.
That's what I've been doing. That's what I always do, Kim. I always mute myself, unless occasionally I forget.
Very, very good. Thank you. That's good. All right. I have just two more quick questions, or actually one is a statement. I guess I'll do that first. I want to put everybody on notice that at our next meeting, we will review these financials. I hope by that time, everybody's had a chance to look at them. We've had a couple of financials that came in on the day of the meeting, and it was hard to review them because people hadn't had a chance to look at them. I think Stephanie even told me that she hadn't had a chance to look at these, so there's no point in really trying to review them tonight, but let's do that at our next meeting. And, my light just went out. Let's do that at our next meeting. And hopefully everybody will be prepared to ask some questions. So that's the first thing. And the second thing was, Stephanie, this is not really financially related, but I noted that you mentioned the sexual harassment training that was ongoing. And I understood that board members were supposed to get some of that. And I just, this is like, again, sort of off topic here, but I know that some of our board members, especially our local board members, need training on harassment, be it sexual or otherwise. When are we still planning on getting harassment training for board members? And I guess it's the sexual harassment that's required, but hopefully that might actually tune some people into what kind of behavior constitutes harassment in general. Is that still on the planning board?
Yes. Sexual harassment prevention training. Yes, there are some board members and volunteers who have already taken sexual harassment prevention training at their places of employment and have been so kind as to send myself and John Amelia, who's keeping track of all of those because we have to keep track of all the trainings that are done for our reports that we file with FCC. And so a lot of board members and, again, volunteers have already sent me certificates of completion from their own offices. I have received some pushback from some volunteers and some other individuals who feel that it's not our place to put them through training. But everyone needs it. So my goal is to roll that out and hope that we do have individuals that understand the importance of creating and maintaining a pleasant work environment for the entire foundation.
Good to hear. Thank you.
This is Kim.
Okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
Yeah, please.
My understanding is that CPB requires sexual harassment training for everyone anyway. So I don't think it's an option to say, oh, I don't need it, unless I'm mistaken. It will disqualify us.
You are correct. There have been some instances already where I've had to write letters that are attached to our reports explaining why certain individuals may not want to take training. So as much as one would think that it has to be done, I have had to write letters explaining why certain individuals won't do it.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's now 10 o'clock. We have another 15 minutes until our time's certain. We don't have anything else on the agenda. Is there anyone else who has another question for Stephanie? And I guess, as before, I should ask, is there anyone who has any new business?
Come out of the stat.
Go ahead, Camille.
Just so I'm clear on this, the harassment piece, when you say board members, you're talking about local LSB members as well?
I was, yes.
Okay.
I would like that to happen. Yeah, I would like everyone that has an active involvement in Pacifica and corresponds with each other on a regular basis to be able to take the training. And the training that we have found that we've done for free, because we haven't had the ability to pay for the organization that's been doing the training in the past. It's very easy. It's very simple. You can do it on your phone, on your computer. It takes no more than 45 minutes to an hour of your time. Very simple. And even if somebody, you know, you finish and then you get a little certificate that you can print out and take a picture of, send it off to John and I, and we're able to file it where we need to, you know, send it off to where we need to send it off. But yeah, my goal would be to have anyone from that is participating in anything that we're doing is to take the training. Even if you don't use it within the world of Pacifica, it is full of a lot of informative information that you can use just in your general day-to-day life and dealing with other individuals out in the real world.
My quick follow-up. So should we have this rolled out at the, because we have an LSB meeting coming up. I mean, is this something that I can bring back and have it rolled out to our board, and that way we can kind of get the ball rolling?
We're finishing off everything with the employees first. So I said we just have two more divisions that we need to do, but I can send you the information, and we can talk about the best way to roll it out with your LSB if you'd like. That would be great.
Yep, I would. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamau. Is that all?
That's it for me. Thanks.
Sounded like it. I appreciate that. Stephanie, I wanted to ask you if should we, in your opinion, you know, we had some suggestions about doing a little more research on the question of consolidating all of our bank accounts into one bank. Is that something that you could report back to us on specifically at our next meeting? And then perhaps we can get a motion going. But I think there were some outstanding questions about which bank is the best, and, you know, have you looked at all the different possibilities? It seemed like you have settled on Bank of America, but some people were encouraging you to maybe look a little deeper at some other options. So do you have an opinion on the timeline for moving on this?
I can report back by the next meeting and provide a comparison of other banks that are out there.
That'd be good, because what we'd like to do is, I think, is get this done as soon as possible. And of course, we have to send a motion. We have to approve a motion requesting that the PNB, you know, follow our suggestion. So it will take a you know, another meeting of ours, and then a meeting for the PNB.
No problem.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, thank you so much. Is there any other question for Stephanie? Hearing none, I believe that brings us to the conclusion of our agenda. And so, therefore, since it is before 10:15, our time certain, I would request a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Is there any, well, it's not discussable, it's not debatable. So, is there any objection? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, John Almella. Thank you, Fred Blair, for streaming. And thank you, Art Paul, for being our secretary. Thanks, all. Good night.
Good meeting. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.